This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes all the over-the-road truck drivers out there. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And don't forget to check out us on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from California, IA, where I think now you and I might be at the right temperature there, Kyle. I think we might be tied. What's temperature where you're at?
It's actually gone down to 45.
Oh, darn. All right. Well, I'm at 47 and dropping. I'm getting there. I think we're going to make it this morning. We might tie you.
That's right.
All right. Well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And you know, Kyle, I knew if I picked on LJ up there in Michigan that I might hear something. And here it is. Here's the message. Hey, Captain and Kyle, you guys are both having a heat wave compared to my 19 degrees right now.
Oh, wow.
And it's supposed to be a high of 32 later today. Good show tonight, as usual. Stay warm and be well. LJ.
Oh, very cool. Thank you, LJ. Absolutely.
Yeah. I knew we might roast her with that one. So, but 19 degrees, good God. No, thank you.
No kidding. And, you know, Captain, we got another message. This came in just a little bit earlier from Robert, and he wanted to comment on the story about the National Guard perhaps going into some of these hospitals to augment the staff there. And Robert writes in and says, where do they think the medical staff and the National Guard come from? The very civilian hospitals that these idiots caused to be short-staffed with the vaccine mandates.
Some of them do. Not all of them, but some of them do. But then they get sent to different hospitals. They don't necessarily get sent to the hospital that they worked in.
Well, that's right.
But my point is the money. The hospitals are still charging for the services that the National Guard is doing. The National Guard isn't getting paid for that by the hospital.
Right, precisely. That's right. So it's a windfall to a great degree.
Yeah. Now, I want to talk for just a little bit about former Vice President Mike Pence. He has a political advocacy group, which has filed an amicus brief with the Supreme Court over the Biden administration's unconstitutional COVID-19 vaccine mandate for businesses with over 100 employees. Now, he's been in this fight to begin with ever since this started. And the reason is because his son is a Marine officer. You knew that, right?
Right, right.
So they, and this is from Pence, his quote was, America is about freedom and the ability to make the best decision for your family or business. And Joe Biden's vaccine mandate must be stopped in its tracks in order to preserve freedom, protect American livelihoods and businesses, and to safeguard our Constitution. This is a constitutional issue. Now, I believe he's right with that. I believe this is a constitutional issue.
Well, it certainly is, and that's why this is making its way through the through the judicial system.
Yeah, and nobody else was challenging this in the way that he was, and the other people have come along and joined along with him because, again, this is going to be put on the docket for Friday along with some of the other cases, including the one we talked about with the SEALs. So something is going to be heard soon.
Right, that's exactly right, yep.
Yep, but in the meantime, they've done an injunction so nobody can get terminated or fired or discharged or anything like that. But they have discharged a bunch of them already, and I'm wondering if they'll be able to come back in if the ruling is made in their favor to where these 200 and some odd Marines that were discharged,
right,
if they could get back in.
Well, that remains to be seen. One would think if it's not within the purview of the government to do.
Now, the surging cases of the Omicron variant are complicating the students' return to school following the winter break. The number of patients hospitalized with COVID-19 has risen about 40% over the past week, and new infections are now averaging more than 400,000 people per day. Now, early results indicate that the Omicron is less virulent than previous variants, but since it's more contagious, it might, and here's the key word, it might still overwhelm hospitals. Now, there's been some school administrators worried about reopening the schools that could drive the cases up further, and as a result, more than 2,000 schools across the country will close or shift to remote learning for the next 2 weeks. Now, they believe that this will peak within the next 2 weeks and then drop off dramatically.
Well, that is the thought, and I know that some colleges already have instituted some remote learning, but only up for the first couple of weeks of January, basically. But the real return of students for the springtime session, essentially, is going to be normal from what we understand. But some schools have put into effect, these are colleges, mind you, put into effect that they want you to stay in your dorm or only go out if you absolutely have to, but don't go out for any other reason other than to go to work, go to the doctor, or go to class. So they're trying some of these things, but we still remains to be seen what we'll be finding out 2 to 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, and some students will have the protection they didn't have before. On Monday, the FDA approved the emergency authorization of the Pfizer vaccine booster shots for kids 12 to 15. And the FDA cut the time in line for the second dose and the booster shot to 5 months from the 6 months that it was at. So we'll see what happens. Okay, hang on there, Kyle. Folks, we're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day, Tuesday morning, a little bit chilly where I'm at. Probably a lot of bit chillier where you're at. So have a great day. You truckers driving safe out there. And we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
And I'll tell you what, looking forward to meeting a bunch of people there today. You'll get a chance to meet people from the Captain's Army. That's what we call it, the Captain's Army. And, of course, our first Sergeant John will be there. He calls the meeting to order, if you will. No, it's not a meeting. We just sit there and have lunch, talk, and have a good time. So there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that I've been on for going on well over 7 years. It helps my body reduce the inflammation and pain that I've got by taking this product every single day. Because if I don't, then suddenly the pain comes back, the swelling will come back in my left leg and ankle, and that's something I don't want. So far, I have it under control since we started the new year. My doctor was amazed of the fact that my ankle, my leg, and my foot were all its normal size and had not swollen up, because on New Year's Eve, I was pretty busy doing what I was doing. But turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 are the natural ingredients that are in it. Now, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation and will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by going straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, which is made from a clinically developed formula that supports regulation of key enzymes and proteins, something your body needs to have anyway. And, of course, it supports healthy joints and muscles and helps with the healing. So, relieffactor.com/captain is the website. That's relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. That's what gets it started. If it doesn't work in 3 weeks, don't worry about it. Guess what? You're only out $20 and away you go. But it's worked for everybody so far that's tried it on my show. And I can say that because I've heard nobody tell me it hasn't. Relieffactor.com/captain. Relieffactor.com/captain. Captain. Go over there and check it out. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain. Hey, I wanted to bring up as well that, you know, a lot of people are listening to us tonight, maybe on their cell phone, maybe on a battery-operated radio, because we still have a lot of people out of power throughout the Mid-Atlantic because of this big snowstorm that's been going on. Earlier today, Captain, there were some 770,000 people out of power. Yeah, that dropped down to about 660 earlier, and now is our estimates. It's in the round about the 400,000 level. In Virginia, about almost 300,000 people. North Carolina, 34,000. Maryland, 33,000. California, well, there's a different area over there. That's 30,000 if anybody's interested in the fire areas. But Tennessee, also 24,000 people. That's just
that's why we haven't heard from Eric in East Tennessee.
In East Tennessee right now, exactly. So
yeah,
we wanted everybody to know that we're tracking this, we're there with you, and we're going to give you any information as it becomes available as this snowstorm continues through.
Yeah, be careful if you're out there in the highways and byways. There's going to be some black ice out there tonight. I guarantee you that one.
That's exactly right. Yeah. All these cold temperatures, and it's too late by the time you hit it. So be careful and go slow.
Yeah, you hit a bridge, and all of a sudden, there you go.
Yep.
Now, ABC News anchor George Steffi Stephanopoulos and some of the panelists in ABC News this week appeared to come down with a sudden case of amnesia on Sunday when they had a conservative guest that they had on challenge them when they brought up some of the unfact facts about the January 6th riot at the Capitol. A fact check done by the conservative guest that was there on what these people were saying caused them to suddenly have amnesia, which meant they were lying.
Well, but again, there's that narrative that has to be there. And as we come up to January 6th, it'll be here in 2 days, basically. It's the narrative that almost every newscast that you watch, they talk about the deadly insurrection and this kind of thing. And obviously, people shouldn't have done what they did on January the 6th. There's no doubt about that. But they don't want to have the whole story or all the different facts come out about this. There's a small subset of facts that are used in order to create the perceptions. And so everybody, I'm all for investigating and finding out and learning what happened. But obviously, Captain, there's only a political component to this now.
Now, nearly two-thirds of the Antarctica station researchers got COVID despite being fully vaccinated, passing multiple tests, quarantining, and living miles from any civilization.
That is pretty interesting. The fact that you've got a COVID surge.
Maybe it's Bigfoot.
Well, or the Yeti or something like that. That's right. The abominable snowman or something like that. But that's right. There's, I think, 25 people in one of these stations. 16 of them got the coronavirus, evidently. So is it coming in as part of shipments? What's happening? How is this thing getting there? That's a good question.
Yeah, that is a good question. By the way, folks, the final month of 2021 was a very deadly month for police officers. 6 police officers were killed in the line of duty, making 2021 one of the deadliest years in a while for police officers.
You know, Captain, when we hear the stories of especially, well, you have police dying in the line of duty and involved in altercations or firefights. Or
being ambushed.
That's what I was going to say. But when they're being ambushed or a call comes in specifically to get police to come to a location so they can be ambushed, or if they're sitting in their patrol car and they're ambushed, what is this world coming to? I mean, there's just no other way to put that. This is a disturbing thing. It is like a switch gets thrown in somebody's brain. They're a wacko, and we've got to make this stop.
Now, Senator Ted Cruz yesterday said that if the Republicans take control of the House and the Senate, that there could be a little bit of a turnabout here, and they might go after Joe Biden to impeach him.
That's a real possibility.
That would be one way to get him out of office.
Well, that would. I think in terms of turning about and doing an impeachment, it would have to stick. There's no doubt about it. It would have to be something the country overall. Otherwise, what will happen is, you know, the Democrats impeached President Trump twice because of politics. And so it would, they'd have to be hard-pressed to make sure it wasn't just a tit-for-tat.
I know what it would be. The House Republicans now on their own are launching a probe to see if the Biden family members are turning a profit from Joe being the president. That's number one. More specifically, they want to know about the sale of art from Hunter Biden. That's number two. If they get the information of that, that could be an impeachable offense.
It certainly could be. And would have to be able to get that critical mass of the country. If that would be the case, and you'd have people all, from all walks of life and different political parties sort of going that same direction, then it would it would be something. Right.
Now, Mike talked about the filibuster and the fact that Chucky Boy Schumer was talking about changing the rules to change the filibuster in the voting bill, but he doesn't have the votes. I mean, he can't. Where's he going to get the votes from?
Right.
How is he going to come up with 10 Republicans?
Well, no kidding.
He's not going to.
Well, he's not. A lot of
he might get one or two, maybe, but if he does, those people are dead in the water. They will not get reelected. I don't care who they are.
Well, I think you're right. And basically, I think they do a lot of this in order to try to look as though they're trying to do something. Maybe it's an appeasement to the far left.
Now, Speaker Nancy Pelosi has scheduled a prayer vigil at the Capitol to mark the January 6th anniversary, and she has made it mandatory for all the members of her caucus to be there.
Interesting. And so they're being required to go to a prayer vigil.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I mean, people can show up and go to prayer vigil. That's totally fine if they want to. But it's interesting that Nancy Pelosi is mandating that.
And finally, before we go to break, there are more reports coming about China funneling drugs through the Mexican drug cartels across the border that have already caused 100,000 deaths last year in the United States.
And what more outrage can there be, Captain, for the American people, for anybody?
Are you surprised to hear that, though?
I'm not surprised.
Me neither.
And but from any political persuasion, any reasonable person would, if it's shown to, that this is happening and can be shown to them, they should be nothing but outraged.
Yeah, and I got a question here from somebody that said, is it unconstitutional for New York to consider people's race for COVID testing and treatments? We're going to find out, my friend. This is coming from Julie. We're going to find out, my friend. She's in New York. She's in Brooklyn listening to us. They are going to find out. They're going to test that case, so we'll see. We'll find out about it sooner rather than later. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. We're going to be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. This is our Tuesday morning edition, and Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of The Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
Senator Ted Cruz predicts Republicans will take over the House of Representatives in the midterm elections later this year, and he's confident they'll move to impeach President Joe Biden in 2023. On the latest episode of his podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, he said there are multiple grounds for impeachment, including Biden not enforcing the southern border. Children ages 12 to 15 are now eligible to receive a Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration announced Monday it's also shortening the time from 6 months to 5 months between being fully vaccinated to being able to receive a booster. Dr. John Brownstein spoke to Good Morning America.
Even at the best children's hospitals in the United States, with state-of-the-art care, some children who become infected with this virus will die from it.
The CDC will weigh in later this week. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Cut through the red tape. It's now available at
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue, located at 5602 West Waters Avenue in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Thank you very much, Kyle. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, I talked yesterday to Dawn, and Dawn was telling me and, again, expressing her thanks on behalf of Mike Lindell and the 1,500 employees that he has for the great year that they had sales-wise. Because, remember, they started out by being booted out of all the big box stores that they had. That's how they started the year. And they had to regroup, and they had to figure out how they were going to sell it. They decided to sell it online. Mike Lindell got his Frank speech up and running, but until he had that, he had people that were endorsing him and his products, and I was one of them. There's only a handful of us, and we're doing it, and I want to thank him for giving me the opportunity to do that. That's number one. Number two, here's how it works. You go to MyPillow.com, the website. You'll see all kinds of prices there, but it says, with your promo code, the price is. Here's the promo code. One word. Captain, get you whatever you want at the reduced prices. Some of them are discounted as much as 75%. And where you'll find those big discounts is over at the Radio Listener Specials discount page. On the Radio Listener Specials page. Because some of the products over there are discounted as much as 75%. For example, you can get an insanely low-priced towel set. And I've got two sets of towels now that I bought. Because the first set was so good, I figured, well, I needed a second set just in case. So I did. I bought a spare set.
$39.99 for $100 worth of towels. Who does that? Well, he did, and they're some of the best quality I've ever had. The sheets, the Giza sheets, oh, my goodness. But anyway, go to the website, MyPillow.com, and while you're there, the promo code is CAPTAIN. You can call them at 800-641-5459, 800-641-5459. And also, if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, you'll see products marked down even lower. Promo code is always CAPTAIN. Telephone number is 800-641-5459. That's MyPillow.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Joe Biden yesterday was sitting in the fake White House scene that they have there.
Yeah, the little TV set.
Yeah, and he had a picture behind him, a still picture of the White House with the snow on the ground, but there was just one thing.
What's that?
It wasn't snowing. And it was snowing very hard at the time that he was making this.
Yeah.
So that being said, he expressed shock that the cost of ground beef was so high, $5 a pound for ground beef.
Well, you know, I saw some news coverage earlier, Captain, that somehow Joe Biden is tackling inflation. He's, you know, they really are trying to carry the water
really?
For this guy.
Where's he tackling it?
Heaven only knows. But, yeah, he can be shocked all he wants. You know who's shocked? People who go to the grocery store and try to buy food, any kind of food. Whatever it is, and they're looking at the store shelves, and they're seeing that it's not getting replenished the way that it typically is, or the product they want isn't there, and the prices are going up, and it's really, really real. So Joe Biden can say whatever he wants, how he's going to help farmers or whatever he's doing. And by the way, if I could just add this, Captain, that the set that they've built, basically, for the president to sit at, these little desks look like little schoolroom desks, and I don't think it really adds anything to the prestige of the president sitting there talking to people. Somebody missed the ball on that completely.
Well, it's not the Oval Office, number one.
Well, that's right, yeah.
And they don't have the desk, and I'm looking at the desk. The desk looks like a standard office desk in an office.
Yeah, it just does not befitting the president of the United States, and he, you know, the whole thing kind of looks dull, and
now,
people really think it's better if he talks from the White House.
Now, here was the answer that he gave. That's just even dumber because he has no idea. He says, well, you know, the price is $5 a pound because partially, you know, the pound of beef today costs that because it was before the pandemic, it was $4 a pound. No, it wasn't.
No, I mean, if you take a look at that, and anybody who goes to the grocery store and buys food, they all get it. They all know. Same with the gas prices, all these different things. And they try to make you think that they're going to do something amazing that's going to help you, but they're not doing anything.
Well, I would pay in bulk every now and then. You know, by bulk, I mean 7, 8, 9, 10 pounds. I would pay as little as $1.99 a pound.
Right.
Yep.
Right, and it would be there.
And for him to say, well, before the pandemic, it was $4. No, it wasn't.
Well, they've learned long ago they can say stuff that'll get parroted back somewhere, either on social media or in the media itself. And they believe that, you know, they can just say stuff and people will buy it.
His solution to the problem is to regulate the meat packing plants, the processing plants.
Oh, of course. There's got to be more government.
That's his solution. He has no idea that it costs more to get the cattle to market because it's costing more for the feed, number one. The farmer has to pay to feed the cows and transport them and all that, and he forgets all about that.
Well, that's right. So there's no federal solution for COVID, but there is for meat packing or something. Who knows?
Now,
whatever it is today.
Now, a gauge of American manufacturing slid in December to its weakest reading in a year. The final reading of the U.S. Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index from IHS was revised downward to 57.7 from the earlier flash reading of 57.8, neither of which is good. Economists had not expected it to tick down in November. It was higher than it is now. It's been constantly going down.
Well, of course. And this has been the trend. And this is exactly when, here we're coming up on almost a year after Joe Biden was inaugurated. And look at America now. Look at the state of affairs.
You want to know what else has a picture in this?
What's that?
The price of oil, gasoline.
Well, sure. Sure. I mean, this is affecting everybody everywhere. And they think that they can somehow get you back into being scared about COVID and all this stuff and take your mind off of the very fact that it's harder to get what you need to feed your family or
yeah.
to run your business or to get somewhere in your car.
Now, you know anybody who wants to buy a house or is building a house?
Not currently, no.
Construction spending in the U.S. rose 0.4 percentage point in 1 month of November, producing a net gain of 9.3% over the last 12 months. That data came from the Commerce Department. But it looks like a boom in spending may actually be an illusion created by, well, inflation and the shortages of building products.
Well, sure, yeah. People who are doing re-roofing or things like that, what I've heard some of my people tell me, look, I mean, the cost of plywood is astronomical.
Yes, it is.
If you can get it, and so it's taken these different projects and it tacks on an awful lot more money to them.
Right. Now, President Joe Biden's progressive deputies have been boasting about their efforts to fast-track the foreigners coming into the United States, getting jobs, getting security because they're so good, we can just place them where they need to go and do whatever. And, of course, that they're accelerating the migration numbers is what they're calling it.
The migration numbers. Uh-huh. I see. Yeah, well, it's difficult for a lot of people to find a job, but although in the sense that a lot of people are hiring, but you've got a lot of people out there who don't want to go back to work at all.
You remember the H-1B1 visas when it was legal?
Oh, yeah.
That's how they came here.
Yep.
This bunch here, you just sneak across the border.
That's right. That's right.
Now, yeah. Did you get a... Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, no, big change. Yeah, huge change. Yeah.
Did you get a chance to see Laura Ingraham last night?
Unfortunately, I did not, no.
She had something called the Engel platform she put out. I'm just going to read it briefly. Number one, saving our freedom. Number two, saving our independence. Number three, saving our economy. And number four, saving our culture.
Very interesting.
And she explained on each one of those, and she was specifically doing a takeoff against the ladies of The View who had their explanation of what they thought things should be, which it sounded like a communist manifesto.
Well, I didn't see on The View either, but it is kind of interesting that if you want to really do damage, you do go after freedom, independence, the economy, and the culture. It's been that everything in America is somehow bad. It's a multi-pronged attack in that regard.
By the way, New Year's Eve, for those of you that watch CNN, shame on you. All you watched was the annual televised drinking binge of Don Lemon getting drunk. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man.
your worst man. You, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Trucker's Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
That's the Doobie Brothers in concert, and that's China Road there, Kyle.
I love it.
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good. And I loved the concert. I loved the way the drums were coming across there. Everything that they had there, the audio was just fantastic. Okay, take it away. Tell us what's going on out there out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're tracking, of course, a lot of rain and snow in the Boise, Idaho area, and this is going to come on down I-90 as you head towards Twin Falls, and especially as you make the way around, if you head all the way up to Idaho Falls, you've definitely got snow in that area right now. Also, you've got Missoula, Montana. We've got snow coming across the interstate there. Also up into Great Falls, Montana right now. Very cold, and winter weather advisories and watches all through the state of Montana tonight. Up on 4th of July past 29 degrees and snow, and from Tuesday through at least Saturday. Also Seattle, Washington, Portland, Oregon, and Richard the Marine from his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon. Lots of rain expected, of course, as we continue to see these storms come through as we go through the rest of the week. Also up on Snoqualmie Pass tonight, 26 degrees. It's snowing hard, compact snow and ice there on the roadway, so be extra careful, of course. Donner Pass, snowing on Tuesday right now, 28 degrees right there. And, of course, we've got these winter storm warnings all through the Pacific Northwest. Lots and lots of snow coming into Oregon and Washington, also northern Idaho, as we just talked about, and also western Montana as well. Maybe even some very cold temperatures down into Nevada. In Reno right now, high wind warning. If you're coming across Donner Pass, 28 degrees right now. So you definitely got a lot going on. Coming out of Denver, high wind warnings and winter storm watches as you go through I-70 out towards Glenwood Springs.
All righty. Well, real quickly, North Dakota is snowing about three-quarters of the state, certainly I-29 all the way down into South Dakota, all the way from Fargo all the way up north to the Canadian line. Snow in the western part of Minnesota right now, snow in the southern and central part of Minnesota, snow in the northeastern quarter of Minnesota. Got a winter storm warning up there in the Upper Peninsula, Lake Superior, Lake Huron in Michigan. We got some snow in the lee side of Lake Michigan right now on the west side of the lower end of Michigan. Got some snow up there on the lee shore of Lake Ontario and Lake Erie right now, lake effect snow. And you've got more snow, let's see, in South Dakota. You got snow in the northwestern corner of Iowa. You got some snow coming across right now with wind in Nebraska along I-80, the junction of I-76, I-80. It's snowing there right now. You've got cold temperatures all across the south. As LJ told us up there in Michigan, 19 degrees right now up there near Detroit, Michigan. And, of course, unsettled weather conditions and ice, scattered ice on the roads now, coming across Tennessee, in the mountains of Tennessee, mountains of Virginia, North Carolina, mountains of South Carolina, a lot of Virginia up towards the nation's capital. You're going to have some black ice patches. Be careful. And then it's cold, cold, cold in the deep south tonight. You've got hard freeze warnings right now across parts of Louisiana, parts of Mississippi, and over into Alabama, almost all the way to Mobile. We've got temperatures in the 30s all the way across the panhandle of Florida. And, Kyle, real quick, tell us how to hear your show. Whoop. Go ahead.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Of course, the Truckers Highway Bible Report, always brought to you by the good folks at the Pilot and Flying J. Okay, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the telephone with us right now. Did you see what I sent you?
Yes.
Want to talk about that for a second and tell us what's going on, the nuclear option?
Well, the House passed both voting bills.
Right.
And they are probably the two most dangerous pieces of legislation that have gone through the system, the House, ever, because they're federalizing elections.
Right.
And Schumer is working to guarantee that he brings the voting bills to the floor. So the only way he can do that is with the filibuster. He was against it for years. Now he's for it.
But he can't do it with the votes he's got. Doesn't he have to have a Republican or two?
Well, it's a simple majority. So, you know, if the person to break the majority is Kamala Harris.
If all the Democrats go along with us.
Sure.
And I don't think they will, from what I've been hearing. There's that group, there's that group of four or five that are very iffy on this subject.
Well, I can't. I have no idea. I mean, I'm not trusting any of them. you know.
Well, the reason I'm saying that is because these people are all up for re-election this year. And if they do something like this, goodbye, see you, you're gone.
Well, I don't know who, I don't know which Democrats are up for the election in the House.
Well, I'd have to look it up, but I can certainly do that. But there are four or five of them that have been sticking together in this little cluster, if you will, around Manchin, and Sinema's one of them. But they're all up for re-election.
Yeah, there's several there. I mean, everybody in the House is up for re-election. I don't know how many in the Senate. I have not looked at that.
As a matter of fact, it's, let's see, the one that's up for re-election is the astronaut there, Mark, what's his name?
Kelly.
Yeah, because he only got elected to a short term.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I think what should really happen is that some constitutional attorneys, and there are plenty of them out there.
Hold that thought. We're going to break. Okay, folks. We're coming back from the break. More with Denise Simon. Don't forget about that. And by the way, we're going to be back with a lot more. We got plenty of stuff to talk about here. Wait till you hear where we're going.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.